You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Nadira Jamal.
Can you pat your head and rub your belly at the same time? I can, because I taught myself how to do it when I was 7. I started by placing one hand on my head and another over my belly button and patted them both together at the same time. Then I started using the lower hand to start patting little dots in a circle on my belly. Then I smoothed out that circle and removed the pat. Now I can even do it while I'm shimmying. Playing zills while moving feels a whole lot like patting your head and rubbing your belly. When you're new at it, any playing while moving feels impossible. But even when you get more experienced, mixing challenging zills and challenging moves can feel just as difficult as when you're first learning. The reason for that is that when we play and move at the same time, we're trying to manage two separate and complicated actions. But there's a trick that I use with my students and in my own practice. I just sing a little song. But it's a very specific song. The rhythm of my song is sung to the same pattern that I'm playing on my zills. And the words of my song describe what I'm doing in the body. For example, if I'm doing step hip with the threes pattern, I do take a step and a hip, take a step and a hip. And for the record, I stole this idea from a dancer in California named Mesmera. When I was a newbie, she had a great VHS tape on how to play finger cymbals. And her example was tap your foot, tap your foot. So why does this help? Well, it takes two separate actions. Your fingers doing one action and your body doing a totally different action to a different rhythmic pattern, and it turns them into a single action, following along with the lyrics. And this works because singing is an ability that all humans share. From a very young age, we can effortlessly combine rhythm and words. Even toddlers can do it. And so singing what we're already doing lets us use a skill that we have to yoke together those two more challenging skills, playing and moving. It's also a great trick for learning choreography, but we'll talk about that another time. So here's how you do it. First, you need to come up with lyrics that have one syllable for each stroke that you're playing on the zills. And it's okay to add some ands and ums and ahs to your lyrics just to fill it out. You want to describe every action you take in the body, or maybe just the major milestones or tricky parts. It really depends on what you need. So you might want to try take a step and a hip, take a step and a hip for threes, or drop and kick and then drop and a kick if you want to do the belly pattern along with that drop kick movement. And here are a few tips to help you use this effectively. Do make sure that the description of what you're doing happens as you're actually taking that action. If they're out of sync, it's not going to be effective. So for example, if you're doing take a step, then it's important that the word step happens while your foot is touching the floor. Don't let hang-ups about singing stop you from using this. If you feel really uncomfortable about singing, you can think of it as chanting or reciting if you want to. And it doesn't really need a melody, so you can think of it as speaking rhythmically. Do be sure to sing or chant out loud. You don't have to belt it out at full volume if you don't want to, but you should at least mutter it clearly enough to hear it yourself. Doing this in your head doesn't work as well because you can't actually tell if you're on the beat. If you can't sing a pattern accurately, you don't actually know it. And a lot of people will play something in their head and think that it's accurate, but not know that it's wrong until it's actually spoken out loud. And don't rush this process. Adding lyrics makes coordinating your moving and playing much easier, but it still does take practice. So start at a really slow tempo and get comfortable with the coordination before you work up to performance speed. So next time you feel overwhelmed trying to move and play at the same time, just write yourself some lyrics. And if you want to get more creative with your zills but are feeling intimidated, check out LACE, How to Make Your Zills Interesting, Not Overwhelming. I offered this as a live online course back in 2015, and I've completely revamped it from the beta version. So now it's available as a home study with brand new reshot videos. You can get that at bellydancegeek.com/lace.
Thanks for listening. For more Geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.